We're happy to be checking back in with Quincy City Council President Nina Liang for an update on the latest City Council meeting. Hi, Nina.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Welcome to December now.
I know. I've only got a couple more of these left with you.
I know. Well, we'll have to, you know, do periodic ones, even though you won't be Council President anymore.
I think so, yeah.
Speaking of, what can you tell us about the transition of the presidency? Anything?
So it'll happen during the swearing-in ceremony, which will be next month. I don't have a date yet, but once we do, of course, it'll be advertised for folks to see. Again, I don't know if it's going to be something that's open to the public or if it's something that can be broadcast, obviously, you know, through QATV. These are logistics that we still, you know, need to work out. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Okay. All right. We'll look forward to that. Hard to believe we're talking about next year events already, but we are. But before we do that, let's talk about all the fun stuff that happened in Quincy that you were a part of. Parades, tree lightings, you name it.
Yeah. If there's one thing we do right here in Quincy, it's the holidays. it's absolutely my favorite time of the year here in the city. You know what I mean? You get to spend all this time with family, friends, and loved ones on Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, you come out and you do the whole big tree lighting and there's hot chocolate and, you know, you see friends and neighbors and you get to really just be in the city, right? And it's, I joke with people, but then when they actually come and see it, they get it. It's like out of a Hallmark movie, right? Like when you go into the square and you're part of the activities on that Friday night, it really is like out of a Hallmark movie. I absolutely love it. And then of course, Saturday with Santa coming, you know, down in a helicopter, not so much jumping out of the helicopter, which is, you know, that's okay. I totally understand safety first, but you know, that's always a lot of fun as well, right? I think that people are always really shocked to hear that that's something that we do. And I think a couple of other cities or towns, if I'm not mistaken, had done something similar to that this year where they had Santa arrive by helicopter as well. Always a good time, good weather, thank goodness for it. And then of course the parade on Sunday. It's, I think, the longest parade that we have out of all of our parades here in this city, really well attended, a lot of participants from different cities and towns across Massachusetts. I don't know if people know that either from, you know, from here in the city when they're watching the parade, either in person or, you know, through QATV at home, that we have participants from other cities and towns. We have bands from other cities and towns who come and participate as well. And so it was really cool. The horses, of course, are always super, super impressive. They're not your average size horses. They're humongous and it's really impressive. There were some really cool ones this year. Some veterans on these, like, you know, three wheel, like two wheel sort of like, not motorcycles, but it was really cool. It was really, honestly, it was a really cool parade. So really fun weekend for sure.
I was kind of hoping we would see you on your motorcycle.
I was hoping so, but it was way too cold. I'm not as brave as some of those folks out there. When they were all riding by on their bikes and you know, seeing the tricks that they were pulling on them, I was like, nope, definitely not that skilled. So absolutely not.
Well, maybe next year. Okay.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was great to see you enjoy some of those events. Hopefully folks got to do that. And if they didn't, no problem. We're going to be replaying them here on QATV right through the holidays. So just check out. I'm glad. Check out our schedule online. How'd the meeting go last night?
It was good. It was great. It was quick. Only a couple of items on there. Next week's meeting, we have back-to-back meetings this month. Next week's meeting will definitely be a little bit more intense, but last night was pretty light. The first item on the agenda, of course, was the renomination and re-election of our amazing, esteemed city auditor, Susan O'Connor. She's so impressive. I know you know her well. Quite a lot of folks in the city know her well. I mean, she's just brilliant. You know, not only is she the auditor making sure that all the city's finances are in line, but she really is a huge supporter of the council and trying to dig in to find out more information about spending, regardless of how small or how large it is. You know, I remember there are times where I've emailed or called her and asked for a download of information that requires quite a bit of research and quite a bit of time, you know, tasked to sitting in front of a computer, putting together an Excel sheet on something before budget season, whatever it is. And she gets it to you in, you know, a very, very quick, you know, turnaround time. And that's just one person, right? I mean, she helps so many people here in the city. She helps certainly me significantly with the work through the council office. Just an incredible, impressive woman. So super excited to see her reelected to be the auditor.
Excellent. Was it unanimous?
It was absolutely
great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to her. You need somebody who is very, very meticulous with numbers and details in that position, and she certainly is.
And you know, she, and the things that she retains too, I mean, like, you can ask her something and she just, the amount of information and data and sort of like historic information that she's able to retain on how you get to, you know, where we are with numbers on things and different votes that have been taken over time to get to it. And then she's always double checking it too. I mean, it's just, again, she's extremely meticulous, very smart, extremely kind, and definitely somebody you want as an auditor for a city, for sure.
Great. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And then the city clerk was before you as well.
She was. So Madam Clerk had to come in front of us to propose a revision to the redistricting for the city wards and precincts, which, you know, I don't want to speak on behalf of all of us, you know, but I think a couple of us weren't too thrilled about it. I mean, you know, Nikki, the clerk, she's brilliant. Very impressive. She's been doing this a very long time, you know, well before she was the clerk, she was, you know, working in the office. And so she knows this inside and out, you know, this whole process, among many other things. And so, you know, you and I had spoken about when she first proposed the redistricting to us based off of the city census, based off the change in population, et cetera. And it fell within the guidelines. It fell within the parameters that all cities and towns have to have, you know, as far as population per precinct goes, and then what that means as far as where the voting locations are and access. I mean, it's so important to make sure that we get this right. And she did. Unfortunately, this time around, when it comes to the redistricting, things have changed a little bit. It was done in ways that it had not been done before, and that we now have to follow the state's districting or redistricting guidelines versus how we're doing it here in the city. So we had to just make changes to make sure that we were following those guidelines.
So what was the kind of the key revision, Nina?
I mean, if you just look and see, it's just a matter of where the lines are drawn. And so those parameters, as far as population per precinct, you have to stay within them, right? It's, you can't change that. But if you look at the new map and you overlay it with the old map, which again, this information is available online, you can see that some of the lines are just drawn differently now. They're a little bit more quirky. That's my own opinion. I think they're a little bit more quirky. You know, it creates a number of overlaps with certain precincts too, which, you know, depending on if you're with state elections anyways, if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent, whatever it may be, it creates sort of additional, I think, hurdles when it comes to those sort of overlays of precincts. And so, you know, again, I just think that when it comes down to it, right, like, you can look at a map, and we spoke about this before, you can look at a map and you can say, okay, we can draw this line to capture these houses on these streets to create this precinct of a number of people or household or registered voters that we need, right? But then when you're driving down the street physically in person, it doesn't really make sense to have, you know, this house be in the same precinct because of, like we spoke about last time, a huge railroad track that's in the way, right? Like, we, you know, the number of train tracks that we have running through the city, sometimes it doesn't make sense to have a crossover with somebody living, you know, way over here, and they can't drive, right? And then to walk down, go through maybe a dangerous intersection, whatever it may be, to get to this area to vote, because on a map, they're pulled into this precinct over here, where it really made sense for them to be in this precinct here. So again, I just, you know, I'm only speaking on behalf of myself. I think that, you know, the way that the clerk had drawn the lines originally, the ones that we had voted on, made sense. Again, she knows the city inside and out. Right. She's been doing this a very long time.
Yeah, she knows the physical boundaries of tracks and streets and ponds, if you will. I mean, she knows it all. Yeah.
Exactly that. Right. So, I mean, it's, look, this happens every 10 years, which, you know, is not an insignificant amount of time. But, you know, like anything else, and I said this last night to her, she approaches everything with, you know, such poise and professionalism, and that's what she'll do moving forward, you know, regardless of the hurdles that these sort of multiple overlay precincts will create. When it comes to election time, she will find a way to make it work, right? Because that's our clerk. She just, she's going to do the job no matter what hurdles are thrown in front of her. So I really just, at the end of the day, when it comes down to, you know, that discussion and what happened, I just sort of want to wrap it up with saying that I really appreciate her professionalism with it. She's done a phenomenal job, and I know she will continue to do so.
Okay. I guess more importantly is how will folks impacted by the changes be notified? Because that way they know what ward and precinct they're in.
Yep, they'll be notified through mailing. So it's similar to how it was before, right? When we had discussed this before, the changes will take effect next month or next year, right? Whatever, however you want to phrase it, a couple of weeks in 2022. Yeah. They were always going to get notified, and they still will.
Okay. All right. Very good. And that was all that was on the agenda. Was that all that was discussed?
That was it. Yeah. We of course paid our tributes to the late Joe Brill, who is such a huge loss to the city. You know, we laid him to rest yesterday, and it's been really difficult, I think, on all of us, on everyone, really, right? He has, I think, this incredible ray of light about him that he was able to create such, you know, meaningful friendships with everyone he came across. And you could see that with just the conversation last night and paying respects to him and honoring him. He made everyone feel special, right? And he certainly leaves a huge gap here in the city. So, best wishes to his wife, Terry, his kids, and his family and loved ones. It's a huge loss for the city, for sure.
Joe was joy personified. He really was. I had the pleasure to know him for many, many years, and never spoke poorly about anyone, always had a smile on his face, and always was ready to help wherever he could. So also from all of us here at QATV, our sincere condolences to Joe Brill and his family.
Yeah, we could all stand to be a little bit more like Jeff, I think, you know. So
next week, as you mentioned, it's tax season, right, Nina?
It is. I have such dread and anxiety just even thinking about it. This is reflective of the budget that we discuss in the spring. That's how it works, right? Every year when we come to the conversation about setting the tax rate, right, it's a reflection on the budget that we vote on in the spring, you know? And so what also needs to be incorporated in that are the assessed values of homes, you know? And it'll be interesting to get a presentation on that, get an update on the sort of change of what it looked like last fiscal year to this fiscal year and the impact that will have on the tax rate. I haven't seen anything yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it when the agenda goes out later this week and hopefully having a robust conversation on Monday. But, you know, it's always, I think, a very anxious time for all of us on the council. You know, we need to do what we can to best sort of balance, you know, making sure that people's potholes are filled and that, you know, the streets are paved and that, you know, our libraries are fixed up and that our school has proper insulation, right? And offsetting that with making sure that people can afford to stay in their homes and put food on the table. And it's an extreme challenge that I think any city or town, no matter the size, is dealing with. But you add on top of the fact that we are, you know, such a quickly growing city, you know, we are a desirable city, I think, for folks to want to come and stay here, facing the pandemic still, you know, there's a lot of things that get factored in this time around too, that I think we have to take into consideration. And so it's not something that we can necessarily change going into the meeting on Monday, right? It's again, set by the conversation we had in the spring with the budget. But there's certainly a lot of information that we'll be able to find out and hear about, and then also make sure to share with our constituents.
Great. And if it's okay, we'll catch up the day after on the 14th.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Nina. Good to see you.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye.